Haggai chapter 2 and verses 10 to 14. Regeneration, not association. Now this may seem a very strange passage to take for a gospel snippet. Judah is under the old covenant, the Mosaic covenant, and the prophet Haggai in the name of God is addressing the Jews. And he reminds them that under that covenant, things can be polluted, and things can be consecrated. Now the question is, he says, if these two meet, the polluted and the consecrated, which way does the relationship work? Does the consecration make the polluted consecrated? Or does the polluted make the consecrated polluted? Which way does it work? And of course the answer is obvious. The polluted always wins. The consecrated does not make the polluted right, but the polluted will always ruin the consecrated. Now, we all know this in practice. If you have a bag of apples, and there's one rotten apple in there, it will pollute the rest. The rest won't make the rotten apple right. I used to store potatoes for the winter, and when I checked them over in September and put them in the bag, in the sacks, if I made a mistake and put in a potato that had blight on it, potato blight, that sack would be ruined. One potato, one blighted potato, would ruin the whole sack. Now that's the principle which we all understand. So what's that to do with the gospel? Well, nothing could be more relevant or more significant for us today than to be reminded of this principle. You see, we live in a time when the churches are doing all they can to attract unbelievers into church attendance. Now, I've written about this. According to the New Covenant, this is quite wrong. But leaving that to one side at the moment, I want to speak to this situation because a very severe warning needs to be issued here. Nothing can be more relevant to this situation than Haggai's words in Haggai 2, 10 to 14. Let me explain what I mean. First of all, it's a warning to the unbelievers who are in church attendance. As with the polluted and the consecrated, you can be going to church, you can be attending church, you can be taking part in the services and all this, and you can be doing it for years, but you don't get redemption, you don't get salvation by mere association. You don't catch it like the measles or like the COVID. You don't catch it like that. You have to be born again. You need a new heart, a new mind, a new will, a new spirit, a new disposition, a new ambition. You need to be made over anew. You won't be right with God just because you're in a church building or in church services or participating in such. As Spurgeon said, it's a graphic illustration, but it's true. You can take a pig and you can put him in a palace, but he's still a pig. You could take an unbeliever, sit him or her under the preaching and in the church services and in the hymns and the songs and all the rest of it, even taking part in it all, but association, you do not catch salvation and redemption by association. I warn you, unbeliever, learn from Haggai 2, 10 to 14. It's a warning too to the churches and the preachers especially. Well, the whole ambience of the church has to be very careful when you have all these unbelievers attending. You must not let them ever think that they will be right with God because of mere association. There's a very severe warning needs to be issued, a discriminating preaching. I've written all about this, but I'm making the point here in this gospel snippet. There's a second point here in warning for the churches and the preachers. Remember, the contamination affects the consecrated, not the other way round. So what am I saying to you? Mixing pagans, unbelievers with the church does not make the pagans believers and right with God, but it can certainly have a damaging, devastating effect upon the church and upon believers. So that is my warning from Haggai 2, 10 to 14. Regeneration, you must be born again, not association. Churches must be discriminating. That's the gospel snippet. May God bless it. May this warning land home to us all, and may we take heed of it and act upon it for Christ's sake. Amen.